Machlokes was, what if I give a matana to the cotton to be zeich on behalf of somebody else? If I give you, I want to give a matana to somebody who doesn't show up tonight, so I give you the matana that you should pick it up, you should make the kinyan hakboah, the mashiach, or whatever, on behalf of somebody else who is not here. So that's the principle of zach liyodom shalai v'fanu. So can that work by cotton? If I give the matana to a cotton to be zeich on behalf of somebody else, does it work? That was the machlokes in the Gemara. Was, what if I give a matana to the cotton to be zeich on behalf of somebody else? If I give you, I want to give a matana to somebody who doesn't show up tonight, so I give you the matana that you should pick it up, you should make the kinyan hakboah, the mashiach, or whatever, on behalf of somebody else who is not here. So that's the principle of zach liyodom shalai v'fanu. So can that work by cotton? If I give the matana to a cotton to be zeich on behalf of somebody else, does it work? That was the machlokes in the Gemara. And we paskin it does not work. How come it does not work? Because zechiya is similar to shlichus. Either zechiya is mamish, a form of shlichus, or similar to shlichus, however you'll understand it. And just like a cotton cannot serve as a shliach on behalf of somebody else, so too, there's no din of zochen on behalf of somebody else.
How do you define cotton? How did you define
it? Cotton means before bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, however you figure out how the bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah
does it.
Before bar mitzvah. The cutoff point is...
There's no question about what the cotton is.
Right. A cotton means before bar mitzvah. So that was the machlokes in the Gemara, and we pass as cotton cannot be zeicher for somebody else, because being zeicher on behalf of somebody else is something similar to shliches, and a cotton cannot have a shliach. Such a din by a goy also, the Gemara has. Let's say I give you a matana, you should be zeicher on behalf of a nochri. Or I give the matana to a nochri to be zeicher on behalf of a Yisrael. So the din is that the Gemara says in Ezel Neshech that since a Nochri can neither serve as a Shliach on behalf of somebody else, nor can he have somebody act on his behalf as a Shliach, there's no Shliachus La'akum, whether he's the Mishaleach or he's the Shliach, but therefore the din of Zechiyah cannot work either, because Zochin Zechiyah is similar to Shliachus. So the same over here by the Kot. So that's what we left off last week. The Gemara was asking Kasha, how can you tell me that a cotton cannot be zeicher on behalf of somebody else? I give a matana to the cotton. To be zeicher for somebody else it doesn't work. The Gemara, first one kasha, says you can give the box of matzahs for the Erev to the cotton, and he's going on behalf of all the Shamish Shabbos to state that it's good. So the Gemara says, well, that's only the Rabbanon. The whole need for Erev Chatzer is only the Rabbanon. So you make all over there. And the other Amoraim held, no, call the Tikka Rabbanon, came there, write the Tikka. And the fact that it works on a din de rabbanon, that's an indication that it works on the level of their ice as well. So that was the machlokes. Can you prove from that Mishnah, that's a Mishnah in Erevin, can you prove from the Mishnah that says that you can give the box of matzahs to a cotton to be zeicher for all the Shami Shabbos, is that an indication that even in other cases, normal cases, to be koina matana, a cotton can also be zeicher for others or not? So we paskin not. Special cool.
You made a limitation, but because for the matzah, he only has to make hakboah of one tefach. So therefore, that's a total different issue.
Right, so you see that it's more kal. That's what the top Tosis points out. You see that it's more kal. Rashi's opinion is that usually hakboah needs three tefach, and here it's only one tefach. So you see that it's more kal than...
Different.
Okay, that's how we pass. So then we had the Gemara on the fifth line, quoted Anocha Mishnah, to prove also that the cotton can be kind on behalf of others. He can be do an act of zechiyah on behalf of others, and then the Gemara said, "Right, that's only a din. There are rabbanon there, so therefore you makel." The other case was a little complicated. That's what we did last week. So the Gemara had the pasuk has the following din: if I am the farmer and I mafrish maisa sheni, first you mafrish truma gadol, you take off 2%, and you're supposed to give it to the kohen. There's manazeh that you're not, the kohen can't eat it because the kohanim are tomei and the truma is tomei, so no one's allowed to eat it anyway. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not mafresh 2%. What do you have to? You should throw out 2%. So take off a mashu. Menater a mashu who is sufficient. The whole need for the 2% is to give a chashav matana to the kohen that it should be up as kedei nesina, a chashav ashir. But if they were going to burn it anyway, you're going to throw it into the garbage. You don't have to. So first you mafresh a mashu who is truma gedoyla, then you mafresh 1/10 of what's left after taking off the mashuhu as maisa rishon. You have to specify where it is. You can't just say I'm mafrish 1/10. That does not. You have to specify one tenth going from the right to the left, or one tenth going from the left to the right, or going from the top to the bottom. One tenth of everything should be ma'aser rishon. Then you have to take out ma'aser mina ma'aser. You have to take out one tenth of that and designate it as trumas ma'aser. That has the same thing as truma. You have to burn it or throw it out. Then after you mafrish the one tenth for the ma'aser rishon, then you mafrish the next ma'aser, either as ma'aser sheni, ma'aser rani, depending what year in the Shemitah cycle it is. It was the first and the second year that it's ma'aser sheni, which he's supposed to eat in Yerushalayim, or be paid it onto money. And if it's the third year, then you mafish ma'aser rani. It's the fourth or the fifth year, you mafish ma'aser sheni. And the sixth year, you mafish ma'aser rani. So let's say you have some ma'aser sheni. They have some ma'aser sheni. And you want to eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim. So the din is you have to be paid it. You have to be paid it. So let's say it's $100 worth, so you give $100 and you're paid it. What happens if the farmer himself wants to be paid his own ma'aser sheni? So then it's not sufficient to give $100, it has to be ma'aser chaymish. But say chaymish, he has to give $125. $25 is 25% is one-fifth, 125. That's called chaymish. What happens if he wants to save himself? He's going to bring $125. If he Yerushalayim, he has to buy so much food and need a big dusha v'tar. What if he wants to save himself the chaymish? He only wants to give it $100. So then the Mishnah says, an eitzah. The Mishnah teaches us how to cheat ma'aser sheni. How the farmer can be paid to his own ma'aser sheni without being ma'aser chaymish. Because the din is in chumish that the only time you're ma'aser chaymish is if the bailam himself is the one who does the pigyon. But if the payers belong to me and the money is yours and you're paid in my ma'aser sheni, then you just give the $100 and you don't have to give the tosefes chaymish. So what happens if you don't have any money? I have the payers and I have the money, but you're a good friend of mine. So if I'll give you the payers ma'aser sheni, that's not going to work because you paske ma'aser sheni mama gavoya. So I can't give it the matana, it's still going to belong to me. But if I give you the money is my money, so if I give you $100, the matana, and now the money is yours. So now you may decide to walk off with the money. I'll never see you again. You walk off with the money, you won't be paid in the ma'aser sheni. If I give you the $100 ala tonight that you use it to be paid in the ma'aser sheni, take that nish, and it's mine. So then I have to add on chaymish. It doesn't work. So I have to give you the money, no strings attached. So if you're a wise guy, you walk off and you won't be paid in the ma'aser sheni. But if you're a good friend, you're a good friend of mine, so then we're in cahoots together, so then you'll be paid in my ma'aser sheni, b'li chaymish. That's the Eitzah Teiva that the Mishnah tells you. So last week we discussed how come the Mishnah gives you an Eitzah, how to cheat the Ma'aser Sheni from the Tosefes Chaymish. That's what we discussed last week. Chiras Chometz, the Haram, is when you're permitted to do a Harama, when you're not allowed to do a Harama. So the Mishnah gives you an example. I give the $100 to a little girl who is not yet Bas Mitzvah. One of the people mentioned in the Mishnah is, if I give it to my Eved Kenayni, it's like taking the $100 from my right hand, putting it in my left hand, and it's still my money. So it turns out that I'm being paid in the ma'aser sheni. I do have to add on a chaymish. But if I give it to my Oma Ho'evriya, who is before Bas Mitzvah, by definition, the Oma Ho'evriya, after she becomes Bas Mitzvah, she goes free. So she won't be an Oma Ho'evriya anymore. So if I give the $100 to my Oma Ho'evriya, and she's an independent bailim, she can possess her own money, then she can be paid in my ma'aser sheni without adding on any chaymish. So the Gemara says, it's araya. So that's a din in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, it's araya from that Mishnah, that the cotton can be zeich on behalf of somebody else. So we didn't understand, how is the cotton to be zeich? I'm giving the $100 to the ketana. I give her the $100, she should keep it. Not I give it to her, she should hold it on behalf of somebody else. That's a matana to her. So that's Rav Chaim writes in the Sefer on this Mishnah, explaining this Gemara. Because the Gemara says, nobody can be paid to somebody else's ma'aser sheni without their authorization. So if I possess the ma'aser sheni and I authorize this little girl, the Samoy Vir, she should be paid for me. So since the halacha requires either to be mafrish, trumas and ma'aser, on my payers, you need my authorization, or to be paid in my ma'aser sheni, you need my authorization. So it comes out, when the little girl is being paid, when I give her the $100, that's not schiyah. I gave her the $100, that's a kinyan. She's kind of that. That's not a problem. The problem is the second step, when she's paid in my ma'aser sheni, since you need my authorization, so that's considered an act of a zechiyah. It's not really the normal form of zach liyadim shleibifonav that The ma'isa that you do is considered as if you did it on behalf of the other person. It's not that. The halacha says that since you need my approval, you need my permission, you need my authorization, so when anybody's toidim, my ma'isa sheni, when anybody's ma'afish trumas and ma'isa samay tzvua, is considered as if they're doing it on my behalf, because I'm the bailim, and that's what the Gemara considers an act of schiyah. So that was the Gemara shayla, state with, how can you tell me l'halacha l'ma'isa, that a cotton cannot be zoiche on behalf of somebody else, but the Mishnah says that the katana, the little girl, before bas mitzvah, can be paid in my ma'isa sheni with my permission, and doing that act of being paid in my sheni, dos heist shayin zoch mi'odim, that's already an act of zechiyah. How does it work? So emphat the Gemara, hocha b'mayaskina b'mayisa sheni b'zman hazeh de rabbanon. The whole din of ma'isa sheni b'zman hazeh is only the rabbanon. So therefore, you make all and dinam the rabbanon.
Just like making the matzah on the
just like the matzah, same teretz. Just like the picking up of the matzahs for Erev Echad Seris. The whole purpose is only with the rabbanon. So that's why you make all to allow a cotton to do zochin. Here also we're talking, it's only the rabbanon. So they were make all. So Tosfos has a comment on this Gemara. What's taka da locha bizman hazeh? What's taka da dim bizman hazeh? My children just bought some fruits yesterday from Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbanut does not take responsibility for any fruits that they sell in Chutz Lorz. Anything that they sell in Eretz Yisrael that Tnuva sells, so the Rabbanut takes responsibility that they're mafrish, the Trumas and the Mises, and they say on their Achrais that you can eat it. Many people in Eretz Yisrael are afraid to rely on the Rabbanut, so the mafrish they're wrong. But the Rabbanut says that they take care. But what they sell in Chutz Lorz, the Rabbanut tells you in advance, we do not take responsibility. So whenever you buy peiris, you buy fruits or vegetables, whatever, you sell tomatoes, other things. So you have to be mafrish, Jaffa oranges, you have to be mafrish, trumas and mices. Years ago, they used to send it by boat. Send the Jaffa oranges by boat. So at the time that we put them on the boat in Eretz Yisrael, they were so green, it wasn't royal achila. So it doesn't become royal achila till it's ready in Chutz Lorz. So that there was no problem. But now they send it by plane. Now they don't send it by boat. They send it by plane and they're already selling it in New York the next day. Within 24 hours they're selling.
If you cut it while green, you're not tired for your mice on it?
You're not tired until it becomes Roy Lachila. So if it becomes Roy Lachila in Chutz Lorz, it only becomes Roy Lachila. It ripens in Chutz Lorz, then it's not tired in Shumas Mice at all. But now the problem is they don't send it by boat. It doesn't. It's already edible in Eretz Yisrael, so then they send it out. So it's chayv and trumas and maisos. So let's say you have a lot of fruits, and let's say the maisos sheni is worth 15 cents. The maisos sheni is worth 15 cents, and you want to be paid in the maisos sheni. You really have to put away 15 cents. So Tosfos points out that the din is not so. Here Tosfos says ve'omah ha'ivriyah bizman hazeh. Tosfos says the Gemara could have asked, what kind of a teretz is that bizman hazeh? The bizman hazeh, the Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni is talking how to outsmart Ma'aseh Sheni, how to cheat Ma'aseh Sheni for giving the chaimish. We're talking bizman hazeh. Tosfos says bizman hazeh, you can't eat the Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim anyway. There are three reasons you can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. If you are tummy, you can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni. If the Ma'aseh Sheni is tummy, you can't eat it. And if there's no mizbeach, you can't eat it. So we have all the three strikes against us. There's no Mizbeach in Yerushalayim, and we are all Tomei, and all the Ma'aseh Sheni is Tomei, everything is Tomei, everybody's Tomei. So you can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni bizman hazeh. So Tosfos points out the halacha is, what will I gain by giving 15 cents plus another Tosefes Chaimish? I'll throw more money into the Yam HaMelech. What do you do when you pay the Ma'aseh Sheni? What do you do with the money? You hold on to the money till Pesach of the third, of the fourth year, and Pesach of the seventh year. There's a din of Chumash that's called Shas HaBiyur. So whatever ma'aseh sheni you have around the house, whether it's in form of money or peres, whatever, when it comes Pesach of the fourth year, Pesach of the seventh year, you have to get rid of it. Either you eat it, or bizman hazeh you can't eat it. You have to burn it, or if it's a coin, you have to destroy it. You have to get rid of the coin. So what are you going to give hundreds of dollars every time you have ma'aseh sheni? You're going to be mafresh a lot of money. So Tosfos says, no, the aloch is, you pay on a pruta. You just give a pruta, bizman, shebeis hamigdash hayakayom. And if you have more ma'aseh sheni, you bring it to Yerushalayim and you have more to eat. So then if you're going to be paid, let's say you have $100 worth of ma'aseh sheni, you'll be paid on a dollar, then you're cheating ma'aseh sheni. So l'chatchili, you're not allowed to cheat. The din is, there's a din in Hegdish. Let's say I sell you an item. I sell you an item, let's say you cheated me. I sell you an item that's really worth $100 and I don't really know the value, and you cheated me, you bought it for $1. So there's a din of oinor. There's a din of oinor. Not only is there an aveir, the din is sometimes the mekach is not chal. But there's a din, ein oinor la hegdish. Let's say hegdish is either selling or buying, it doesn't matter. So either hegdish cheated me, or I cheated hegdish, in either direction. Hegdish sold me something that's worth $100 and I fooled the gizba, I only gave $1, I gave a penny. Or Hegdish gave me something that's worth a penny and they fooled me and I gave $100. I gave $1,000. So the din is in either direction, ein oinor la hegdish. There's no din of oinor. So it says, b'di'evet, if you cheat, l'chatchili, not allowed to cheat Hegdish. B'di'evet, if you cheated Hegdish, then halacha says that the pidyon is chal anyway. If the Hegdish sold Hegdish of a money, it's worth $100, shechil ha'shav bruto, Hegdish of a bruto, shechil ha'shav a money, so b'di'evet it'll be chal. The Gemara says, what about Bizman Azeh, that you're not cheating Hegdish? Let's say somebody is Magdish's mansion. Somebody has a mansion. He says he makes the mansion Hegdish, it should belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the mansion? In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, you auction it off to the highest bidder, and the Gizba takes the money and he uses it to paint the Beis HaMikdash and to buy furniture for the Beis HaMikdash, whatever. Today there is no Beis HaMikdash. Either for the Korbanos, different funds. Either for the Korbanos, there's Hegdish Berek HaBayis and there's Hegdish Mizbeach, two kinds of funds. Either for the structure is Berek HaBayis or for the Korbanos is Hegdish Mizbeach. But Bizman HaZeh, the Gemara says, let's say someone is Magdish something, so what are you going to do with it? You can't auction it off to the Eis Bidder. So the Gemara says, be paid it on $1. And it's not considered cheating Hegdish. Bizman HaMikdash, you're not allowed to cheat Hegdish by being paid on $1 because the Hegdish really deserves $500,000 if that how much the karka is worth. But Bizman HaZeh, Hegdish can't use it anyway. So what are you going to do with the money? You're going to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So as I showed the geld, so why should you throw $500,000? Or throw $1 in. So Tosfos assumes, it never says anywhere in the Gemara. Tosfos assumes here, in this Tosfos, how do you have two parties?
When you have
Hegdish, Hegdish and me.
The Gizba comes and says, I want to sell it to you. There's
no
Hanor. There's a trade, and he says, I'll give you this one.
Yeah.
So if there's Hanor,
there's no Hanor.
It's with the consent of Hegdish. The Gizba agreed to it. And you couldn't do it. There's mana bias. Could you do it by yourself?
Do it by yourself also?
There's mana bias. In other words, I'm marking something and it belongs to Hegdish, and I can determine its value without you discussing with the Gizba.
Am I the balabos? Let's say I'm Magdish my own house.
Yeah, but I'm not the balabos for this Hegdish.
No, Kozman, I don't give it over to the Gizba. I'm considered the Gizba. So then if I'm paid it on $1, so it's Nivda. Yeah, but the Yevid, you're not allowed to do it because you're cheating Hegdish. But the Yevid, if I cheated Hegdish, so I'm considered the Gizba, so I finagled, I negotiated. Any Hegdish, until you give it to the Gizba, it's sitting around there, so you're the Gizba on the Hegdish. So the same thing the Maisa Sheni. No, I'm the Gizba, so the same thing Maisa Sheni. I'm the Gizba on the Maisa Sheni. I'm the former. So Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoya, but I'm like the Gizba on the Maisa Sheni. So if I cheat, so Tosfos writes this Chiddush. He never really says it explicitly in the Talmud Bavli anywhere. Tosfos writes it in a few places that the halacha that it says in the Gemara, that Hegdish ain oinor la Hegdish, is that the din of oinor doesn't cancel a pidyon Hegdish, that Hegdish shove mana, shechila lo al shove pruta mechulo, or the reverse, Hegdish shove pruta, shechila lo al shove mana mechulo. Whether I cheated Hegdish, Hegdish cheated me, but yeved, the pidyon is valid, and you leave it like that, as I blipe this, so the Gemara never says that that applies to Maisa Sheni. That's Tosfos Achidish. Tosfos writes it in a few places like that. Some chapter the Tosfos they ask, how did Tosfos know that it's true? How did Tosfos know that it's true? So the Vilna Goyen, right, Tosfos never gives a hezba why. So the Vilna Goyen in Yerideya, in Hilchas Maisa Sheni, gives the mocker. He says, because there's a machlekes, we spoke about it just a few minutes ago, there's a machlekes regarding Maisa Sheni, whether Maisa Sheni is considered Momen Govoya, or Maisa Sheni is considered Momen Bailim. Let's say I'm the farmer, and I was Mafrish Maisa Sheni. Can I give it to you, but Matana, that it should now belong to you, or no? Maisa Sheni is considered like Momen Gavoya, I'm not a balabas to give it away to someone else. Let's say over here we said, I have the Maisa Sheni, I want to be paided without Chaymer, so why do I have to give you the $100? Let me give you the Maisa Sheni. So the Gemara says, that won't work. If I'll give the Maisa Sheni, it won't be nicknet to you. It's Maisa Sheni, it's Mama Gavoya, so I'm not a balabas to be maknet, to transfer ownership to somebody else. So let's say I want to be Mekadosh Anisha with the Maisa Sheni. So I give her a basket full of Paris Maisa Sheni, which is worth a lot of money. And I say, Harei Mekudesh Esli, B'Peris Eilu. So we pass Kenein Mekudesh because I'm not a balabas to give over the ownership, to transfer the ownership to somebody else. We pass Ken Maisa Sheni, it's Mama Gavoya, it's not Mama Bailam. So the Vilna Goyen writes in the Bir Agron Yeredeya, if you would have paskin that Maisa Sheni Mamon Bailim, then there would have been a din of Oinor. So it would have been subject to the din of Oinor. But because we paskin Maisa Sheni Mamon Gavoya, so it means that it's Hegdish. So that's the Chayin Anor, the Hegdish. That's the Mokar of Taisus. That's what he says, the Mokar of Taisus. Ein Anor le Hegdish. Taisus never says like that. Taisus never says what the Mokar is. The Vilna Goyen says that it depends on this Machloikas, whether Maisa Sheni Mamon Bailim, or Maisa Sheni Mamon Gavoy. So Taisus over here takes it for granted like that. They don't prove it. They assume that just like by Hegdish, there's no din of Vaynor to Hegdish, so too by Maisa Sheni, there's no din of Vaynor to Maisa Sheni. So for bushels and bushels, hundreds of dollars, that's how we pass in Laloch and Yeridea, based on this Taisus. And many other Taisus, and Taisus all over Shas, says the same thing. They never prove it, they just make the statement. The Rambam quotes Goyinim who disagree. The Rambam agrees with Taisus. He says that it's permissible. He says that this man amigdush, if you would have done it b'diyeved, if you would have cheated Maisa Sheni b'diyeved, it would be chal, it would be a good pinyon. L'chatchila, it's not right to cheat the Maisa Sheni, but b'diyeved, if you would do it, would be good. So b'zman hazeh, that you can't eat the Maisa Sheni, ben kavako, you can't eat it. So what are you accomplishing by being mafresh hundreds of dollars on manas to throw it all out into the Yamamela? So better to give a pruta, be paid on a pruta, and throw a pruta into the Yamamela. Hashad the gel. Why should you throw out more money into the Yamamela? Throw less money. So the Rambam happens to agree with Taisus. He also doesn't give any hesber. He just states the din. But the Rambam quotes Yesh min agoinim who say not so. That still, even bisman hazeh, he's supposed to give the shavyo. You got to give the full amount. But the Rambam says he disagrees. The Rambam and the Taisus say the same. There's no pidyon. There's no pidyon on truma.
What do we do now?
Throw it away.
No, the truma you have to be mafish and
throw it
away.
Let it rot, throw it away.
Mashu, yeah, truma you give a mashu.
Oh,
so maiserishan you mafish. So then, if you know for sure that it's really tevel, then you're supposed to give it away to a levi. So some poskim say that let him prove that he's a levi and we'll give it to him. Let him prove. What do you mean, let him prove? His father was a Levi, his grandfather was a Levi. What do you mean? Well, it's a Sophic Levi. Every coin is a Sophic coin. Every Levi is a Sophic Levi. The Nishkan Sophic Levi. Some poskim held like that. The Kohanim Bizman Azeh are only Kohanim Chazakeh. They're not Kohanim Miyuchasim. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Ezra. When they came back and they built the second base Hamikdash, so it says in the Sefer Ezra that they requested, Ezra HaSefer requested, Ezra was a Kohen also, they requested they should produce a Ksav Yichis to show that they really Kohanim Yichosim. So those who could produce a Ksav Yichis, Ben Achaben, until someone whom we knew was a real Kohen, so he permitted them to do Akrovas, Akrobonis, and the Bai Sheni. And those Bikshu Ksavim HaMesyachsim V'lo Matzo, those who searched for a Ksav Yichis and weren't able to produce it, the Nego'alu min ha-kahuna, the Pasuk says in Ezra, they were rejected from Hakrobas Karbonis, they didn't allow them to bring Karbonis. So some Achrayim used to write years ago, that was the opinion of the majority of the big Achrayim they held, that Kohani Chazok, Bizman Azeh, Zayin Nishkin Vade Kohanim. They're only Sophic Kohanim. That's why we don't allow them to be Makar Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. Until the days of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher was one of the big religious Zionists. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivegas. So he didn't know that there was a mask on the Makom HaMikdash. He didn't know what was going on. He lived in Europe. He's a Rav, Talmud Chacham. His Horus are printed on the bottom of the Yeredeya, then a Heligat Tzadik. He didn't know that there was a mask. He didn't know that it wasn't for sale. The Makom HaMikdash wasn't for sale. So he was encouraging the Gvirim in Europe that they should put up money, they should buy the Makom HaMikdash, they should build the Beis HaMikdash, we'll bring Korbanos, we'll solve all the problems. He wrote a whole sefer that's called Rishas Tzion, an open letter to one of the Gvirim. I forgot who it was. I think it was Montefiore. An open letter to Montefiore, a long letter in Hebrew, that he may turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach, Montefiore. The gimmick, sometimes they say, give money, we'll hang a plaque. So give money, put your name on the parochas. we'll name it after you. He says, you may turn out to be the Mashiach, because the Rambam says the one who will be instrumental in building the Beis HaMikdash, it'll be Igloi Milsul Mafre, that he was the Mashiach. So that was the gimmick. Montefiore didn't know. So he encouraged him. So he writes, and we're going to solve all the problems. So he says, how are you going to solve the problem? How many Kohanim Yuchasim do you have? You have very few Kohanim who are really considered Yuchasim, that they have a Ksav Yichas, a Ben Achaben. You can't have five Kohanim run the whole Beis HaMikdash. They'll get exhausted. You have to have a few hundred Kohanim. So he writes a Chiddush that this requirement for Kohanim Yuchasim was only a Chumr Midrabanan that was introduced by Ezra HaSofer. That was the first time it ever existed. And he writes that Mestaber, that the Chumra Midrabanan, not to permit Kohane Chazoke to be Makro Karbonis Midrabanan, that Chumra is only Heched Efsher. As Miken On Kum and Onze. If you can be Makro Karbonis without these Kohane, without the Kohane, yeah, if you have enough Kohane Miyachosim, so then we don't allow the Kohane Chazoke to do. But Bizman Azeh, the Pasha don't have enough Kohane Miyachosim, so we would permit even Kohane Chazoke to be Makro de Karbonis.
Beyond that, how can a Kohen be?
So that's what all the Paskim write. So all the Paskim in the earlier generations gave some kind of terutzim, very shvera terutzim. So that's what he tied it. So this Rav Tzviyash Kalmashev was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiveger. So he sent the whole kuntres. The Rabbi Kiveger was masking with him. He's right. Not like all the early Paskim. All the early Paskim assumed that Kohanim, Kohani Chazok, Asafik Kohanim. So he overturned the whole cheshbon. He said, it's not correct. They're vada kohanim. When they duchen, they say a bracha. When they do pigir aben, you say a bracha. When you get the first aliyah.
Did the Vilna Goyen try to be poid himself by every coin he made?
Yeah, that's how they quote. The Vilna Goyen and others used to be poid many times. Maybe the coin that they did the pigir with wasn't the real bona fide coin. Shver, I don't know, it's a shver echumr. The Pashto says that the kohanim are kohanim. What's kohanim chazak are bona fide kohanim?
Why didn't that have to do with the Nevius? Ezra was a Navi. What did he do with the
Navi? To identify Baruch HaKodesh. I don't know.
Isn't that the job of the Navi?
That's going to be the job of Mashiach, it says. The Mishnah says the function of Mashiach will be to be Mevaru, who is a Yid. We're not too sure. Who's Jewish, who's a Kohen, who's a Levi. There's such confusion, we don't know. Mihu Yehudi. So it says that the Melech HaMashiach will have a job. That'll be his job to identify. Eliyahu Navi, yeah. Eliyahu, not Melech HaMashiach, right. Eliyahu Navi, that's the Mishnah. Eliyahu Navi will not come to Paskin any Shilas or to overturn any Psochim just to identify who's who. Correct, that's right.
He himself is a Kohen.
Okay. We're not sure.
What is he doing in Beis HaGemara?
Yeah, that Gemara is assuming that Eliyahu Navi, Pinchas Eliyahu. And others say it's not. Pinchas is not Eliyahu. Eliyahu was Eliyahu Atishbi from a different Shevet. Yeah.
They don't kill each other.
Yeah. So if...
No.
They don't give it away, yeah. The Mafish Truma Gedolah Zamashu. So then you throw out. Then you mafish Maisa Rishon. From the Maisa Rishon, you have to take out Maisa Min HaMaisa. That has a din like Truma. So that again, you have to destroy, you have to burn. Now the remaining 9% that's left from the Maisa Rishon, you're really supposed to give it to a Levi. So the minig olam is that they don't give it to a Levi. They say, go prove that you're a Levi. What's that? So Shver HaMaisa.
They eat it. You're allowed to eat it.
If you eat the table before being mafish the Maisa Rishon, it's Nisa B'dei Shamayim. The Nisa Tevel, but once you are mafresh the Maisa Rishon, so it's only a Nisa Gneva. If you don't, it's a Nisa Gneva if you keep it, and you're mevatel the mitzvah of giving away the Maisa Rishon.
The other day, it's not a Gneva, but the wine people dumped a whole bunch of wine. I guess what was Maisa? Which one?
Right. All the wine companies, right. One Balabas told me that he never trusted Carmel wine, because it's under the hashgacha of the Rabbanut, and he is afrume, and he didn't trust the Rabbanut till he was once in Eretz Yisrael. This Balabas used to make his own wine. He knew how to make wine. So he once wanted to see, he wanted to get the guided tour in the Carmel wine. So he was there. So he saw that there was a government inspector watching and measuring when the Mashgiach was pouring out all more than 1%. You have to take out a mashu and throw it out of Shum Agdam, and you have to pour it down the drain more than 1% for the Maisim and Amaisa. And they take it off as a loss. So they have to have a government inspector to make sure that they're not cheating. So this Balabas said he saw with his own eyes. The government checks to make sure. So he says from that time on he knows that Carmel is kosher. It's under government inspection. They're not gonna fool around.
Trust the government, trust the government, trust the
rabbi. That was this Balabas's attitude. He wouldn't trust the rabbanim, but to trust the government, yeah. Okay.
So the 9% they take, what
does
he
say? So this is the thing. What's the Someone will prove that he's a Levi, I'll give him. Maiserani, the same thing. If you're not Mafish Maiserani, then it's an Issa Tevel to eat the Perish, to eat anything. But once you're Mafish, and then you keep it, so you write by the Nisa Gneva, the Mishnah says, so somehow people are saying, I'm Yitzchak of Erol of Harayah. Well, what do they have to be worthy? Yeah. Has to go prove he's an Ani. And Bizman Chazal, how do they prove the days of the Mishnah? How do they prove he's an Ani? An Ani is an Ani. Hatnish can gelt, he's an Ani. Very Shve.
Come to collect, call a place yet.
He doesn't have to prove himself that he's a Kohen, but a lady has to.
No, they say a Kohen has to prove also.
With respect to what's from Pidgin Haben.
No.
We don't
wipe
that's
out
the
Tainer.
Same thing with the Levi. But that was a Tzvi Hishkalish's Tainer. You see that it's all wrong. The Cheshmen is all wrong. The Kohanim are Kohanim, and the Levim are Levim. And you really should give the Trumak Zayli. You should. You do give the Pidyon HaBen. And the Kohanim say a bracha when they do Pidyon HaBen. Say a bracha when they do it. If it's a Safik coin, how does he say a bracha? Maybe Oyv Adonis, how does he say a bracha? That was the time. That's where Mendel Zaks, the last few years of his life, lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he used to be Mafresh Trumas Maisa. So he always used to give away. The Truma Gedolei gave. The Truma Gedolei he burned anyway because the Kohanim are all Tom. He threw it away. But the Maisa Rishon he used to give away to Levi. He knew the Vim in the neighborhood. And when it was a Maisa Rani year, he would give it away to one of the Bacham in the Yeshiva, who was an Ani, by definition. The Bacham in the Yeshiva have no money. So he always used to give away the Maisa Rani to an Ani who had nothing. He said he didn't understand why people are mezalzel on the din, but lemaiseps everybody's makel on that. So here the Taisus points out the teretz that the Gemara gave doesn't make any sense. The Gemara slugs up the teretz anyway. The Gemara said again, we're discussing can a cotton do an act of zechiyah on behalf of somebody else. So the Gemara quoted the Mishnah, I give $100 to a ketana. So she's kind of the money, that's not a problem. That's for sure she's kind of. But then when the ketana is paid my ma'isa sheni, with my approval, with my encouragement, that's considered an act of zechiyah on my behalf. Because nobody can be paid my ma'isa sheni without my approval. So whenever anybody does it, it's considered as if they're being zechiyah on my behalf, they're doing for me. So from the fact that the ketana can be paid my ma'isa sheni on my behalf, is a right that a cotton can be zechiyah ba'ad Acherim. So the Gemara said, well, maybe that's only Maisa Sheni Bizman Azeh. That's what the Gemara said. That's Maisa Sheni Bizman Azeh. It's only the Rabbanim, so that's what we make of. So Taisa says, what are you talking about? Maisa Sheni Bizman Azeh. What do you have to figure out how to save the Chaymesh? You just give a penny and the whole thing is all over. You don't give $100 and yad on another $25. You're giving anyway just a
penny.
So what's the problem? So what's the whole problem? So Taisa says the Gemara could have slugged up anyway this suggestion. How can you say Pshat is my shenim is manazeh? That it's only the Rabbanan. My shenim is manazeh, you pay down a pruta. That's what we all do, Allah halamaisa, like this Taisa. But the Gemara did not ask that.
Didn't answer that.
The Gemara did not slug up. The Gemara says, how can you say that it's my shenim is manazeh if you can't have an omo hevriya bizmanazeh? That's the Gemara's tiny bit. Omo hevriya bizmanazeh miiko. You cannot have, because we have a braise that there are several halachas that are contingent on Bizman Shah Yovel Noig. Bizman Azeh, there's no din of Yovel at all. Every 7th year is Shemitah, but you don't say every 50th year is Yovel. There's absolutely no Yovel at all. Not only don't we observe the laws of Yovel, the year isn't even a blank year. There's no Yovel at all. So the Gemara has a brisa that there are several halachas that are connected with Yovel. One of the several dinim is Eved Ivri. That you cannot have an Eved Ivri, the institution of Eved Ivri, Omei Vriya, can only be Bizman Sheyesh Yovel. Because the Pasuk says when Yovel comes, everybody goes free. The Eved Ivri goes free, the Omei Vriya goes free, even if it's not yet Sheish. The Eved Ivri or the Omei Vriya goes free after 6 years. Or the Omei Vriya goes free when she becomes a Gedolah, when she becomes Bas Mitzvah. Or they all go free when the Yovel comes. So that we learn that from a pasuk, Bizman Sheina Yovel Noyeg. So there's no din of Eved Ivri, there's no din of Omei Vriya. So the Gemara fact Akasha, how can you say that the Mishnah is talking Maisa Sheini Bizman Hazeh, it's only the Rabbanon. If it's Bizman Hazeh, so there's no Eved Ivri, there's no Omei Vriya. So obviously it's Bizman Sheha Yovel Adayin Noyeg. No, Bizman Sheha Yovel Noyeg, so it's real Maisa Sheini. So yeah, well, how come you make it? And for the Gemara it's talking about the Maisa Sheini was from Tavua that grew in a flower pot, but Otzit She'eino Nokuv, which is only the Rabbanon. If you have a flower pot that something is growing and there's a hole in the bottom of the flower pot, so then we assume, the Gemara assumes, that there's going to be a Yanika through and through, and it's called Gidulei Eretz Yisrael. But if the flower pot has a bottom to it, so the offer over here, just because this is, the Yanika is from Chutz La'aretz, the offer here is Chutz La'aretz. It's not attached, even if you took offer from Eretz Yisrael, put it in a flower pot, Ve'atashan Chutz La'aretz, Kol Zman, it's attached to the ground, it's Afar Eretz Yisrael. Once you take it, once you detach it from the ground, it's not Afar Eretz Yisrael anymore, it's Ve'atashan Afar Chutz La'aretz.
What about when we bury people? You
the Shachar is that kasha. We have a minig that says in the Pasuk, V'chiper Ad Masay Amoy. So the Gemara says that one who's buried in Eretz Yisrael gets a Mechilas Avaynus. V'chiper Ad Masay Amoy. The Gemara says it's better to be alive in Eretz Yisrael. One who called Mahalach Dalaran. The Gemara says, "Ein edemik kol tasa lachamisa lekol tasa mecham." The Gemara says one who's buried in Eretz Yisrael also gets a little kapara, but one who's alive, living in Eretz Yisrael, Mahalach Dalaran, gets even more kapara. So what if a person dies in Chutz La'aretz and he's buried in Chutz La'aretz, so he's not zeicher to this mechilas avaynus. So the Shach and Yeridei quotes a minig that they take the offer from Eretz Yisrael and they put it on the eyes, on different parts of the body. So it's considered as if he's buried in Chutz La'aretz, but he has Admas, Eretz Yisrael. So the Chippur Admas, Amoy. You get the Mechilas Avonis. So the Shach is Ma'ira, the Kasha, in the end of Yerideya, that it doesn't make any sense. The minute you detach it from Eretz Yisrael,
even in Eretz Yisrael, if it's still there,
even Eretz Yisrael. If you have an Otzit Shein or Naku, the offer in the Otzit Shein or Naku is Chutz La'aretz. So what does it help? Azeicher to the din. So that's what the Gemara says. Liyolim are talking Taka Bizman, not Bizman Azeh, that Maisa Sheni is only the Rabban. Bizman Azeh, you don't have to be paid with a Chomish, you don't have to give so much money, just give a Pruta and finish, and you solve the whole problem. We're talking Maisa Sheni Bizman Amigdosh, but we're talking such a Maisa Sheni that the whole Chiv to be Mafrish is only the Rabbana, namely, it grew in a Notzit Shein and Noka. So basically, it grew in Chutz La'aretz. That's what it means. It grew in Chutz La'aretz. So, Menatari Yinat Chayiv. That's the Gemara. So, we mentioned last week that Braisa has a list of dinim that only apply Bizman Shehayovel Noyeg. So, one of the dinim is Eved Ivri. And then there's another din, a Ger Toishov. A Ger Toishov, there's a Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek means a non-Jew who converted and became a Yisrael. And he's chayv and all the Tariyag mitzvahs are Torah. He's mechuyev to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha. That's a Ger. A Ger Toishov means a Nochri who accepted upon himself to observe the Sheva mitzvahs in an earth which Ben Kovako he's obligated to observe, whether he accepts it or he doesn't accept it. He's obligated anyway. So if he accepts upon himself officially in the presence of a dozen of three Jewish people, he's mekabel al atzmo to observe the Sheva mitzvahs ben erech, then he has a new status, the Hainu, you call him a Ger Toishov. What says the Ger Toishov? The Pasuk says, we're not permitted to allow any Nochrim to live in Eretz Yisrael state, loisachonim, lositin lam chanoya bekarka. You're not permitted to allow, if you have control. The Israeli government doesn't have any control over it. Now, I don't know if they ever had control. Not to allow any Nochrim to live in Eretz Yisrael. If I have a private house, if I have a private farm, and I want to sell it, so I have a prayer not to sell it to a Nochrim. So then there's a din loisachonim. But did the government in Eretz Yisrael ever have such control that they had control over everything? not to allow Nachum to live in Eretz. I don't know if they ever had such control.
And if we do, then somebody else will not live somewhere else. How can we come to the other world?
Okay, it's going to be, yeah, Hanachanan.
That's what
the Nachum say. The Nachum say we should all, the Jews should all leave America. We have our own country. Go over there. That's what they say.
Poland used to say they're going to go to Palestine.
Oh, exactly. Because we say that the Torah says we're not permitted to allow any Nachrim to live in Eretz Yisrael. So they say, so we shouldn't live in Chutzlot. We shouldn't live in Chutzlot. We should all live in Eretz Yisrael. So the din is you're not permitted. That's a din of Chumash. I don't know if they ever were able to observe it. On an individual basis, you can observe it. Don't rent an apartment to a Nachri in Eretz Yisrael. Don't sell a house to a Nachri. Don't sell a farm to a Nachri. But on a national scale, whether they ever kept it, I don't know. But that's a din in the Chumash. If you have the ability to, lo sechanim. The exception to the rule is, if you have a Nachri who accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, then we call him a Ger, Taisha, because Taisha means he may live in Eretz Yisrael. In Chayesha B'Kebecha, you may permit him to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Braisa says, we learn all these dinim out from Sukkim, that you can't have an Eved Ivri, you can't have an Amari, you can't have a Ger Taisha Vela Bizman Shah Yovel Noi. Bizman Shah Eina Yovel Noi, you can't have, you cannot have a din of a
Ger Taisha depend on Yovel, a number of Ger and Ivri.
Pasuk, also, it's all Psukim, it's not a Svar, everything is a Pasuk. So that was the big issue years ago when Rav Kook started, before Rav Kook, when they had the Heta Mechira, when they started the Heta Mechira in Eretz Yisrael. So one of the times was, Lo Yisachana, what do you mean? You're selling the Karka to a Nachri, a fine Arab, a fine Nachri. You're not permitted to sell a Karka to a Nachri. The Sachanisa Deraisa of Lo Yisachana. The whole Heta Mechira only works if you hold it works. The whole Heta Mechira, if you sell Eretz Yisrael to an Arab, it works to avoid the dinim of Shemitah. It only works if you assume that Shemitah Bezman is as the Rabbana. If Shemitah is the Raisa, the whole thing doesn't work. So why are they selling it to an Arab? In order to avoid the violation of Shemitah the Rabbana. When you sell to an Arab, you're in violation of an Issa the Raisa. So they want to avoid an Issa the Rabbana of Shemitah Bezman is there. So the way to avoid it is by violating an Issa the Raisa. So that's why many Gedolim were opposed because of that issue. The Nitziv and many other Gedolim. The Nitziv was very, very Zionistic, but he was opposed to that at the Mechira. He said it's in violation of Lo Yisachana. So others gave terutzim, why perhaps it's not in violation of Lo Yisachana. The Sachat Shavah Rebbe has a tshuva, why it's not in violation. Others have nidis, and others have tshuvas, maybe why there's no violation of Lo Yisachana. So Rav Kook has a tshuva, and his sefer, and Shabbos Haaretz, he comes up in the ninth part, that we sell it to fine Nochrim. We sell it to Leifstendige Arabs who observe Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So they have a din of Ger Teishav. So therefore, there's no din of Lo Yisachanim. Ger Teishav, you may allow him to live in Eretz. So you may sell him the karka. I effect the avzich the kasha haka. There's no Ger Teishav bezman sheina yovel noig. So he quotes the Ravid. The Ravid says it doesn't mean that. The Ravid has a different shot than the whole Gemara over here. That there's no Eved Ivri and there's no Amayvriya. He reinterprets the whole Gemara. It means lahachme. It doesn't mean lahaka. It means you don't have all the dinim. A Ger Teishev Adarabit. Bizman, that there was Yovel, so you would be permitted to let a Ger Teishev live in Eretz Yisrael on a farm and not in the city. That's a Sifrei. Imche Yeshe Bikebecha, on the farms but not in the city. Bizman Shein Yovel Noiks, Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedusha, he may even permit the Ger Teishev to live in the city. That's what it means. There's no din Ger Teishev Bizman Azeh, means that the Chumras of the Ger Teishev don't apply, and more cool is Bizman Azeh. Very shver, very
shver. So Amaria, according to that, would be okay.
Amaria says the Ravid writes also, you can have an Amaria b'zman hazeh, but it means that she's not yetzer b'yovel. She remains forever. It's the chaket from the Gemara.
Which also doesn't for 12 years. I mean, Eved Ivri, not Amaria. Amaria can remain forever. She becomes a gedolah
until she becomes a gedolah. Yeah.
Amaria cannot be the same thing with the Eved who wants to be.
That's only by man. That doesn't apply to a woman. Yeah. That's only by man.
A woman cannot.
No, the din of Ritzia is only by men. So then Rav Kook fragt auf sich, if he's really, I, but none of the Arabs had a Kabbalah, Sheva Mitzvahs Benach, in the presence of a dozen of three Jewish people. You have to have, Ger Teishev has to accept in the presence of three Jews. So he says, no, it's such a double Yadua Mefursim. Everybody knows that they observe, that they're Fruma Arabs, that they observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Benach. That's Ki'ilu. There are three Jews who know that all these Fruma Arabs observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Benach. that's considered kilu. There was a Kabbalah's Sheva Mitzvah, very shver. Then he creates a problem. We know there's a din of Amira Lenachri on Shabbos. You're not allowed to have a Shabbos goy. Once in a while we have coolers to turn on the lights in the shul. But basically, in principle, you're not permitted to ask a Nachri to do malacha for you. Whatever you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to ask a Nachri to do. You can't have goyim run your whole business on Shabbos. Amira Lenachri is an Issa de Rabbanim. So, but because it's only an Issa de Rabbanim, so you have certain coolers. What did the Chachamim see? Usually you say, call the Tikkun Rabbanim, came the Raisa Tikkun. What was the din de Raisa that they patterned this din de Rabbanan after, that there's a din Amira Lenachri? What did they see in the Chumash? So Taisus in Yevamos points out, there's a pasuk in Aseres Adibris that says Amira Lenachri is an Issa deraisa by a Ger Toshav. If you ask a Nachri who's a Ger Toshav to do Malacha for you, that's an Issa deraisa. If you ask a Nachri who's not a Ger Toshav, that's only Amira Lenachri Shruz de Rabbanan. So there's a called the Tikkun Rabbanan came deraisa Tikkun. Amira Lenachri is patterned after Amira Le Ger Toshav. So the Rabbanan. But I'm not allowed to ask him, because the pasuk says, "Lasas kam lacha atavim chayvitecha after hamas kadam techa." The ger chashe b'sharecha. So what does it mean, ger chashe b'sharecha? Ayit, a ger. Does it mean a ger tzedek? So does the chato? So that's ato. So must be means ger toishov. So Taisa says that's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk that Amira le ger toishov. If I ask a ger toishov to do a malacha for me, that will constitute an isa derais. That pointed out to me that he read, I'm not so familiar with Rav Kook's tshuvas, but the Talmud Chacham told me that he read through several of his tshuvas. He says his tshuvas are regular, traditional style tshuvas. In fact, Rav Kook used to encourage the Bochum to use Rav Kook's tshuva, the Chazanish. Chazanish used to encourage people in Bnei Brak to use the tshuvas of Rav Kook, because he wrote traditional, regular, standard tshuvas. So all of his tshuvas are very standard, except for this one. This is kula mechudish. Everything is mechudish. Nothing at based on him, so everything is very original here. So not at all tradition. Shvera reid. The pashtus and the gemara is like the Rambam writes over here. The bisman sheino yovel noig. There's no evidivri and there's no ger toshav. The dinim simply don't exist. What do you say? That what? Would Mechiras Chametz be a problem in which case? The problem would be... When we make a Kinyan Chotzer, we say, along with the room, we sell you all the Chametz. So the renting of the room would be the problem. Yeah, the renting of the room, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, the renting of the room would pose a problem. The selling of the Chametz, that wouldn't pose a problem.
I said,
okay, if you leave it out, it's good. But in Eretz Yisrael, they don't leave it out, though. They make all the six kinyanim. They do all the same kinyanim that we make. So that's a problem. How can you do that? What happened to Lo Sechana? It is a problem.
So it's better to be mevatel the chumitz. You're not over anything the reise. He over the reise by Lo Sechana. But if you sell them, if you give him a piece of land.
You can make with the room just like without six. If you elevate, you take a trip, and you elevate it 2 feet from the ground, and you does not have on the earth. If is not in Eretz Yisrael, then the room is in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay. You have a way of solving the problem. Yeah. Good, okay. We can't get manetzes. So you have to give. In the Chumash, the phrase Lo Sechanim only appears in connection with the Zayin Umas. The Chita Amoiri, the Rambam says that Bizman is that we don't have any of those. Lo Sechanim, the Gemara has three, it's a very shver pasuk. Lo Sechanim is a very shver pasuk. So the Gemara has, in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof, the Gemara says that we don't have any of those. Lo Sechanim, the Gemara has three, it's a very shver pasuk. Lo Sechanim is a very shver pasuk. So the Gemara has, in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof, the Gemara has a braisa with three interpretations, and we pass in all three are derais. So one din Lo Sechanim is, Lo Sechanim Lehem Chanoya Bikarka. You're not permitted to allow a Nochri to live in Eretz Yisrael. The other one is, Lo Sechanim is, you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to a Nochri. You're not allowed to give a matana for nothing to a Nochri. And the third din of Lo Sechanim is, Lo Yisuchein B'Einechem. You're not permitted to praise a Nochri, or to praise a book by a Nochri, or to praise a baseball star, or the beauty of a Nochri, or something like that. an architect and he built a building or something like that. So it's not permissible to praise an Ochid because this will lead us to emulate his Meisim and will lead us to sin. So we pass in all three are in Issa Deraisa. Le'isu chen b'yenechem, iloshem chen, and not to give a matnas chinam, and iloshem chanoya. You're not permitted, le'isitan lem chanoya b'karka, and not permitted to let the Nochri live in Eretz Yisrael or to sell him property in Eretz Yisrael.
Then
we
go to Eretz Yisrael,
like
you're not
allowed
to praise
the Goy? No, no, no. That applies all over the world. Right? Yeah. That's all over.
What about if you're getting a benefit out of doing that?
Then it's not pachenim.
From doing what?
I mean, you praise the Goy.
You give him a present.
For a business purpose.
You give your banker $100 for the NBA, you take him out to
No, that's not matnas chinam. No, that's not. No, the halacha says, v'nachri hamakiro, let's say, the mailman. The mailman or the super, so you give him a matana. So if it's an achri hamakira, that's not called b'chinam because he gives you services in exchange. He'll give you a little better services. Okay, so that's halacha. That's not called the matan schinam. So Taisus points out that the simple pasuk in Chumash only writes loisechonim in connection with the Zayin Umis. The chiti amari aknani apizay yigusav agigoshin son. And them is manazeh, we don't have any more zainumah, so the whole din shouldn't exist. The Taisa says, that's what one might have said, but you see from the sugya that it's not so. You see from the sugya in Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah talks about Nochrim is manatanoim. Is manatanoim, they didn't have any of these zainumahs either.
Yeah.
They didn't have the zainumahs.
But why are we not afraid of chasnus?
Chasnus means intermarriage. There is still an Issa deraisa to intermarry with a ger tosha. You mean, why do we allow them to live in Eretz Yisrael? The Pasuk says, L'yeshuv yartzucha pen yachtiyu oischali, lest they will cause you to sin. So if the Sheva Mitzvah, if the Ger Toshev accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvah's B'nei Noyach, he's not going to cause us to worship Avodah Zarah. We may intermarry with him, so we'll be careful not to. Torah says you shouldn't allow the other Nochrim who are of the Avodah Zarah to live in Eretz Yisrael. They will get us involved in their Avodah Zarah. No. Getoshu touches one, he asks also. But because he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, so that's why the Gemara says it's Mutta Bahanoah. It's only Asa Bishti, it's Mutta Bahanoah. If it's a Nochri who handles the wine, who's never involved in Avodah Zarah activities, like a Getoshu, so then he only asks Bishti and he doesn't ask Bahanoah.
Even another Goy, as long as you know that he's not there with Avodah Zarah, even though he's not a Gertosha, he also not make it.
Bizmanazeh. Yeah. The Ramah says that Bizmanazeh but Mekel because most of the Nochem are not became Benisuch. So they like the Gertosha in the days of the Gemara. Yeah.
What about the time work is they bring it to Israel? They give him Esher, they give him food, and they give him.
Where to live.
That's an Issa. No, that's an Issa of Loisechonim. So you're not supposed to have them come to Eretz Yisrael. We're not supposed to let Nochrim move into Eretz Yisrael. No, it's a big problem.
They're temporary.
It's not a big problem. Okay, fine. So that was the machlokes we had in the Gemara. What's the din if I give a matana to a cotton, he should be kind on behalf of somebody else? Would you apply the principle of Zachal Yodam Shloi Befanav or not? And we pass in that not, that a cotton cannot be Zecha for somebody else because Zechiyah is similar to Shlichus, it's along the lines of Shlichus, and a cotton cannot do a Shlichus. So now the Gemara is going to sum up the din. Omar Rove, about 10 lines before the Mishnah on Daf Samachem and Alf. Omar Rove, he has Gimel Midas Bekotten. There are three different ages where the dinim changed by a cotton. Cotton means before Bar Mitzvah. So if he's tsror v'zorka eges v'noitloi, he knows that this is a pebble, I throw it away. And this is a nut, this is a candy, this is edible, and he keeps it. He has that much seichel, so if he picks up a dovashal hefker, so he's kind of, somebody gives him a matana, at least he understands a little bit, seichel yatzmo, he's kind of, however, vein a seichel acher. He cannot be kind on behalf of anybody else, because we pass on a cotton cannot do zochen. Cannot be zeichet for this. What if it's not a little boy? What if it's a little girl? So the dinim are the same, but by the girl there's another prat. Kenegdan biktano, a little girl who is tzravizak eges v'notlo, is miskadeshes lemiyun. What is kedusha miyun? Kedusha miyun is like this. A couple has a little baby girl. The baby girl is just a week old, a day old. And the father's a meshugane. And he marries off the daughter to somebody else. So the Torah says that the kiddushin is chal. The father should have enough sechel not to do such a stupid thing. But if he marries off his daughter when she's a ptano, or when she's a naira, up until 12 and a half, the father has the right, and bikkun asati lichazeh, the father has the right to marry off the daughter. After she becomes a bogeris, once she reaches the age of 12 and a half, the father only pays money, he doesn't have to, but the lamai say he only pays money to support her, but he doesn't have any schusim from the daughter. She's not b'shusoy, has no authority on the daughter. That's a din deraisa, that the father can be mekadesh, hod mekadesh is bitaktana. What if the father's not alive? And all of our classmates, they're all getting married. There's manatanoi, and they're all getting married at a very young age. So they're all getting married at 11 years old, 11 and a half, and she's the altamoid. She's the oldest one in the class. She's 11 years old, 11 and a half years old, and everybody else is married, she's still single. So they made a takana de rabbanon that the mother and the older brothers can marry her off. That's called kiddushin miyun. What says kiddushin miyun? If a girl is married on the level of their raisa, she's a real she sees their raisa. So the only way to break up the marriage is with a get. There's no other way. But if she's only married mid the rabbanon, like such a case, that the father is not alive and the mother or the older brothers, kitsho imo viacheho, the older brothers married her off. So since the whole issue is only mid the rabbanon, so they didn't require a get in order to break it. If you give a get, you'll give a get, and she'll become a grusha, and she won't be permitted to marry a kohen. But if she won't go through, she sees that the husband is interested in giving a get, and she doesn't want to become a grusha, so let her run quickly to the bezin, and convene a bezin and say, I protest, I don't want to remain married with my husband, I want to annul the marriage. That's called miyun. So the bezin will annul the marriage, and it'll be considered as if she had never been married in the first place, and she's allowed to marry a kohen. So if she wants, she can marry the husband's brother. As a woman who gets divorced is not allowed to marry her brother-in-law. It's the Hanisa Kores. But here it's annulled. It's considered as if she was married. In Gansan Akiris HaKiddush, Noike the Kiddush and the Mafreya, that's called Miyun, a special thing.
But the word is refusing, Miyun, refusing?
The Ma'ain, to refuse.
To stay married.
Yeah. Right. She refuses to remain with her husband.
It could be that the brother and the mother married her off. And then when she didn't want to, she can get, she can go out by me, I'm telling me, you
won't have right, that's what it is.
What if she wanted the first day and then a week later she doesn't want it?
Also good, also good. Even a year or two later. Yeah,
she can refuse.
Right, but she has to refuse before she becomes a bas mitzvah. If she waits till after bas mitzvah, so then it's already too late. Then she can't. Even though she's only married mid the rabbanon, she only got married mid the rabbanon, so she's still only an eshes ish the rabbanon.
She needs a get.
Then she needs a get. Right. She can only break up this marriage the rabbanon with miyun before bas mitzvah. After bas mitzvah is too late. Rashi over here writes a chiddush. Rashi writes. When the girl is old enough to know, that's a very young age.
Yeah.
How old do you have to be for that?
Four, five.
You don't need so much seichel to know the chiluk between a piece candy, of junk and candy. You don't need so much seichel. Yeah. The dentist must know when they start eating candy. Yeah. So if she's already old enough to understand, so she could become Miss Kadesh Islamir. If she's even younger than that, so the Kiddushin, they never made a Takana de Rabbanon. If the father marries off the daughter when she's one day old, that's Kiddushin deraisa. But if the mother or the older brothers marry off a girl at such a young age, that's not even Chal at all. But if she's already 3-4 years old, something she understands a little bit, then there's Kiddushin de Rabbanon, and then Hotzi Abreira, she has the option of refusing, of breaking it up by Yidei Miyun. So Rashi writes an interesting Chiddush, which I think in Ebenezer we don't pass like this Rashi. Rashi writes a Kinegdan Diktana, about 8 lines from the top of the Yomud. Kinegdan Tana Choshvelo Yodas Lishma Kiddusheho, so the Kiddushin will be Chal Miskadeshes, when the father's not alive. Miskadeshes the Kiddushin Imo O Acheho Lidaito. If the mother or the older brothers marry her off and she consents, if she doesn't consent, that's miyun from day number one. Oh, bikabola satsma imi samehi. Or, if she's isami, she can receive the kiddushin herself. So in Ebenezer, I think we paskin, they quote a machlokes, and we don't paskin like that. We paskin that the ktano, they were never misakin even with the rabbanim, that the ktano has their own kiddushin. Zidach ha-ktano. Allah Bazdas. The only thing they were misakin was called the Tikkun Rabban and came the Raisa Tikkun on the level of the Raisa.
The father
can marry off the daughter. The mother has no right and the older brothers have no right. So on the level of the Rabban, they made a Takkun and called the Tikkun Rabban and came the Raisa Tikkun. If the mother marries her off or the older brothers marry her off, is echid good. But the Yisayim Akhtana should marry herself off, even with the Rabbanon wouldn't fly. Nothing would be chal. And Rashi holds Achum, and Rashi holds even Kabbalah Zatzma, also makes Kiddushim the Rabbanon. That's a Machlekes HaRishonim, and I'm pretty sure we don't pass on like that, Rashi. So Rav is giving the ages. Gimel, what does he say? Gimel, Midas, Lekotin. There are three stages. They were never misakin this Kiddushin the Rabbanon at such a young age. If she's too young, they were never misakin. And then if she is old enough, then there is Kiddushin. But then she always has the option of doing the meal. Even one day old, yeah. So they say if too young, there's no need for such a takana, so they never made a takana. So that's the first stage. If she's a ktana, miskadesh is lemir. The next stage that they speak about is hapu utas. Those who shine older, kibarshis, kibarsheva, 6 years old, 7 year old. That's hapu utas. So that's a mishnah earlier in Gittin. That's what we skipped around 20-30 blot in Gittin. The mishnayos had a series of takanas one after the other, after the other, after the other. None of them had to do with Gittin. It was all zaitik takanas. We learned the first mishnah was about a get. A couple of takanas by the get taken on, then all the others had nothing to do. So one of them was hapu'utais, let's say, the children are yisaimim. The father died, the mother died, father, mother, they both died. The children are yisaimim, ktanim before bar mitzvah. So they can't sell, they can't buy, they can't deal in business. So how are they going to make a living? Who's going to? So you have to appoint an apotropis. What if they don't want an apotropis? They're 11 years old, 12 years old, they want to be on their own. They're annoyed, they don't need an apotropis. They can be self-sufficient. But they can't do any business. How can they? So they made a takana derabbanan. Mikcha mekach memkera memka bimetaltalim. They made a takana derabbanan. If they sell karka, it's no good. But if they sell Kool-Aid, they sell newspapers, they sell some kind of metaltalim, so that mekach memka is valid midirabbanan. That's a takana derabbanan. That doesn't work on the level of the rice. Ukenegdon biktana. And if it's a girl and not a boy, haputas is either a boy or a girl. What if it's 6 or 7 years old and she's a girl? Mizgaresh is bikidusha yovio. So this shira putas is relevant for din deraisa. The din of putas is only takana derabbanan. That's only takana derabbanan. That if they yisayim him, that they can deal in business. Mishum kidei chayeim. It's mishum tikkun olam. They have to make a parnos. Mishum kidei chayeim. They made a takana. Where did they get this age from? Putas. So it's really called the Tikkun Rabbanan and Kein Deraisa Tikkun, and it's rooted in the Din Deraisa. Namely, if you have a girl who's 6, 7 years old, and she's an Eishes Ish Deraisa because her father married her off, and let's say the father's not alive anymore, even if the father is alive, and the husband wants to divorce his wife, and he gives her the get directly. So the Mishnah had before, she has to be your das, Lishma is Gito. Kol she'eni yechal Lishma is Gito, eni yechal is Garish. So how old does the girl have to be that she should be considered as having sufficient seichel to understand Yechal HaDishma's Gita? So Rava says here, Pu'utois, if she's 6, 7 years old, Kenegdem Kano Mizgaresh is B'Kiddushi Oviyo. Even though the father married her off, the father was Mekabel Kiddushin, so she is an Eishes Ish D'Oraisa. Nonetheless, the husband can give the get to the wife directly, even though she's a Ktana, because by Kabbalah Saget, you don't need Das HaIsha. The get can even be Bal Kocha Shalisha. But you need that the wife should understand what's happening. She should understand that she's Mishalcha Veina Chazeris. He's Mishilcha Midbeiso. He says goodbye and she shouldn't come back. So if she's a little baby, 2, 3 years old, and he gives her the get, that's meaningless. She doesn't even understand what the concept of Gerishin is. But if she's 6, 7 years old, then it's a good get, even to undo a Kiddushin Derais. What if it's the third stage? A lady says, Rava says the Gimel Midas B'Katan are three ages with a different dealing. So he says the first age that he spoke of was a very young age, 3, 4 years old. So Rava says, okay, Eges V'Naitla, that's the first din. The second din is Purutas. Purutas is approximately 6 or 7 years old, the Gemara says. Kibarshis, Kibarsheva. It's a Gemara earlier. Kibarshis.
What
Oh, that's yeah, small.
Tiny. Yeah.
Oh, it's small.
Well, yeah, but we said it was fine.
It has to do with an age, but the literal translation of the word putas means tiny. Tiny tots, tiny things, you know. Putas applies to non-human beings also. Let's say you have a tiny little bit of food. I think you can also call it dava pahut, a tiny little bit. And the third stage that Rava says is, we're talking within ketanim, before bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, before bar mitzvah. So he says, higiyu la'oinas nedarim. That's a special din in the dorm. Higiyu la'oinas nedarim. What if the child, before bar mitzvah, reached, oina is the zman, the age of taking a neder, then the din is nedrehem neder. That's what the Mishnah calls mufla hasamoch li'ish. That usually in Kol HaTerekula we say that a person is only a bar das or a bas das after bar mitzvah, after bas mitzvah. Before bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, we say a cotton, even though he's brilliant, genius, we declare he's a lab bar das. Sometimes you have a kid before bar mitzvah, he graduated college already, he finished his doctorate. He's a genius, a super genius. It doesn't matter. The halacha declares that before bar mitzvah is a lab bar das. That's the halacha. Seichel he has, kavana he can have, some things he can do on the level of the raisa. But whenever you need das, for Mekach HaMemka, for Gittin, for Kiddushin, these kind of things, you require Das, so before Bar Mitzvah there's no Das. There's one exception to the rule, that even though we require Das, before Bar Mitzvah they do have enough Das for that. That's Nedarim, that's the din of Das Haflo. Haflo means, the Rambam has one section that's called, the Rambam has the Yarech HaZoker, there's 14 Svarim, so one section is called Sefer Haflo. Haflo means
saying something.
To pronounce, right. Lahafli means to pronounce. Linda Neda Lahafli, right. Lahafli means Rashi writes parlay balas. To speak. Rashi writes in French parlay balas. So what is called hafla? The person makes a neder, a shvua, naziris, hegdashis, erchin, charomin, hafrashas, trumas, and maises. All of these things are chalai de dibo. You don't need a maise. By kinyonim, you don't just say, I hereby declare the gemara should belong to you, belongs to you. No. You have to make a kinyon. I sell your karka, your mekadishinishi, megarishinishi, you need some kinyonim. But these things are called hafloa, that it's chal b'dibur alone. So there's a special din, a yoytzim in a klal, that although a kotna rektana before bar mitzvah, before bas mitzvah, are considered lav bar das for kol ha-terukula, for all intents and purposes, the one exception to the rule is inyoni hafloa, that there is a din that by inyoni hafloa, by the Dharma and Zeus and Echon Hekdeshes and Haramim and all these kind of things, Afrashas, Trumas, and Isis, there's a din of Mufla Hasamach Liyish. A little before he becomes Bar Mitzvah, a year before Bar Mitzvah, the Gemara says, a year before Bar Mitzvah, so Nidrehem Nivdokim. You have to check to know. Did he know what he was talking about? The Mishnah says a Nidah. If he knew what he was talking about, then the Nether is binding the Hekdesh binding. If he didn't know what he was talking about, then it's not. Then it's not Chal. So that's called over here. There happens to be a detailed machlekes. It's an important machlekes, but it's really, for our purposes, only a detail. There's a machlekes, the Rambam, against all the other Rishonim, against Rashi and Tosfos. What does it mean, oinas nedarim? What does it mean, higiyu, the child reached the zman of taking the dorm? That's called muflo hasamach liish. He's samach liish, he's almost bar mitzvah, noch nish, but he's muflo, he knows what he's talking about. What is that age? So the Rambam says, by a girl it's 11 and by a boy it's 12. A year before when they should become bar mitzvah. Yeah. What happens, Taka? Every boy and girl become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah at the age of 12 and 13. It's not really true. The halacha is that in order to be considered bar mitzvah, you have to have shon and visimon. You have to have, the girl has to be 12 years old and she has to have shtei sairis growing on the Eiver ha-Erevo. And the boy has to be yud gimel shon of yom echod, which shtei sairis growing on his Eiver ha-Erevo. So if you only have the shanim, the boy or the girl are only 12 or 13, they don't have the shtei sairis, they really still ktanim. So Rashi and Tosfos are of the opinion, let's say a child only brings the shtei sairis at the age of 15, 16. So they only become bar mitzvah 15, 16. So you have to work backwards. Whenever they become bar mitzvah, then we look back. So the mufla samach liish was a year before. So it won't be the age of 11 and 12. It's not always 11 and 12. Sometimes it'll become 14, 15,
whatever year.
We don't know in advance when they're going to have Shtei Sairis.
Yeah.
So let's say the kid took a neder when he was 12 and a half, and we said, you better keep that neder, you are Mufla Samalish. Then he reaches the 13th birthday, he doesn't have any Shtei Seiris.
So
we have a Chazaka that usually, a Ruba the Leisa Kamanda, usually a child, a boy or a girl who reaches the age of 12 or 13, usually will have Shtei Seiris. But sometimes you have exceptions to the rule. So let's say you have a child who's underdeveloped physically, and you see that they don't have the Shtei Seiris, then the Nedarim will not be binding from the age of 11 or 12. It'll only be the last year before they actually become Bar Mitzvah. And the Rambam denies that, he says it's not true. The Rambam says when you reach the age of 11 or 12, that's it. The Nedarim are binding, even though he doesn't become Bar Mitzvah. Right. According to Rashi and Tosfos, every neder that they take in the last year is always totally the oyser. It may turn out that it's a mistake. It may turn out that it's a bluff. Ex post facto. So we tell him you have to observe the neder now, because it may turn out the neder will be binding. And then if it turns out he doesn't become Bar Mitzvah within a year, it's not. So the neder was not binding. So we tell him now you don't have to observe, because it was taken at the time that you weren't even a Bar Das at all. That's the special din of Oinas Nedarim. It's a special halacha, because Nedarim don't require the same level Das, high level of Das, as Mekah HaMemka, selling, buying, marrying, divorcing, and everything else. It's sufficient with a lower level of Das.
Why couldn't he count it to Minyan then?
Not. He's not Bar Mitzvah yet. He can't the Minyan.
It could be Minyan, you don't
need to be a Gadol.
It has to be a Gadol.
Mekah HaMemka is with the Rabbanim from the age of 6 or 7.
Neda, you can make, why it's a Gadol.
That's a Mishnah? Yeah, that's the Mishnah.
He's related to Anusa.
Bar Shenzocha, yeah, let's say you have a child becomes Bar Mitzvah these days, and he wants to celebrate his Bar Mitzvah, wants to learn Bar Shenzocha. So many poskim say that you only rely on this Chazaka de Rove. Rove is the one who says that Chazaka in the Gemara Nida, that a boy who reached the age of 13 probably has Shtei Seiris. Probably has, so you can give him an Aliyah, he can daven for an Omid, those kind of things. But Adinim de Rabbanim, but with respect to Dinim de Raisa, but Mahmed, to be Choshish, that maybe the Chazaka, maybe this is an exception to the rule, right? So that's what some poskim hold, that Parsha Zocha is really Adin de Raisa. So even though the Bar Mitzvah boy who was just Bar Mitzvah recently can learn the Parsha HaShavua, but it's not right to allow him to learn the Parsha Zocha, right? That's what some poskim hold. Some even say Benegir to Mikra Megillah, also like that. Some want to say that Mikra Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. There are dinim de Rabbanon, and then there are dinim de Raisa, and then there's something in between. Adin de Rabbanon that's recorded in Kisvei HaKodesh, that's recorded in Tanakh. So that's considered a mochosh of Adin de Rabbanon, because there has the approval of the Ruach HaKodesh. It was dictated to be included in the Kisvei HaKodesh, Ruach HaKodesh. So Mikra Megillah.
Not Parshas Zohar, but
Telein the Megillah. No, shout out to Telein the Megillah on Purim. Can a child who was just Bar Mitzvah be the Balkari and Purim to lay in the Megillah?
I'm getting going to Los Angeles to Bar Mitzvah, nephew of mine. He gets his Yemer letters as Purim. Is he allowed to lay in the Parshas Zohar?
So the Minchas Aluza says not. Minchas Aluza says that Mikra Megillah is not Stam Adin de Rabbanon. He claims that it's a Divrei Kabbalah. It's a Din de Rabbanon that's recorded in Tanakh. Mm-hmm. And we have a klal from the Rishonim based on the Gemara. In the end of time is Divrei Kabbalah ki Divrei Torah Damyon. We treat it like a Din Deraisa. So the Minchas Aluza says that just like in a real Din Deraisa, like Parsha Zocha, you shouldn't rely on the Chazaka of Rava. You should be concerned maybe this kid, even though he's 13 years old, maybe doesn't have Shtei Seiris. So the same is true regarding all Divrei Kabbalahs. If Mikra Megillah claims Divrei Kabbalah, you shouldn't allow him to read the Megillah to be Moitzi the Rabbim, unless the father or somebody checked to see that he has the Shtei Seiris. You can check, that'll solve the problem.
I'll tell my nephew to check.
Yeah, okay. So this is the special din of Das HaFloya, that the Das that's necessary to take a neder, or to Mimafrish Trumas HaMaisis for that matter, doesn't require such a high level of Das. A slightly lower level of Das is sufficient. That's the Tosis over here, Diramaschal, Ufudu Bahem Maisa Sheni. Let's go back again. What do we have the case before? We were discussing whether a Kotten can do an act of Zochan on behalf of somebody else. So they quoted Machlekes, and we paskin no. You cannot do Zochin. So we quoted a Mishnah in Maisa Sheni.
Yeah.
I give the $100 to my Oma Hoivriya, who is obviously a Ktana, and then she's going to be paid in my Maisa Sheni. So Igmar says, Derabonon, whatever, some kind of a Derabonon, so it's okay with Mekel. So Taisus asks over here, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Pidyan Maisa Sheni needs Das. Like Afroshas Trumas and Maisas need Das. So how can a Ktana be paid in Maisa Sheni? Kaktana doesn't have das. How can she be paid in my sesheni? So Taisus answers the Taisus of Dubahem Vim Taimar. How can it be good? My mahani pedias cotton. Shteita radin ain maisa cotton klum. Not only can a cotton not be mafresh chumas and maises, but Taurus kanim my cotton sheni paid in my sesheni. Cannot be paid either, because pidi my sesheni also needs das. So how can the Mishnah say I give $100 to the Ktano? And then she's going to do me a tayvah, she's going to be paid in my Maisa Sheni without adding on the Chaymish. How can she be paid in Maisa Sheni? Is it a Haktana? Haktana can't do. And the Tesis, V'yesh Loimar, says around 10 lines into the Tesis. V'yesh Loimar, the Asi Kemandiyome B'masechas Trumas, Peregalat Mishnah Gimel, there's a Machlekes HaTanayim in the Mishnah. This halacha that we just said, that a Muflo, HaSamoch, Le'ish, that a year before Bar Mitzvah, the boy or the girl, the year before bas mitzvah, the year before bar mitzvah, has sufficient das to take nedarim and shvuas and naziris and hekdeshes and erchon macharam and all those things, whatever is haflah, what about hafrashas, trumas, and maisis? So that's a machlekes satanoi. It also, hafrashas, trumas, and maisis also belongs to the same category of haflah, but except it's not exactly the same. So that's a machlekes satanoi, whether the din of mufla samach liyish even applies there. So the Tesis quotes it's a machlekes satanaim, and this Mishnah in Maisa Sheni follows the opinion that a cotton and a ktana the year before Bar Mitzvah can exercise das for hafrashas truma, and they have enough das to make pidyon Maisa Sheni. That's how the Rambam paskens. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens also. That a year before Bar Mitzvah, year before Bas Mitzvah, the cotton and the ktana can be mafresh trumas and maisis and can be mafresh challah. Let's say I have daughters. Yeah. I have daughters, they bake challahs for Shabbos. Usually my wife bakes the challahs. Sometimes when my wife is running around, so my children, my daughters bake the challahs. So if it's a daughter who is after bas mitzvah, some of them are bas mitzvah, and one of them is still a ktana. So if the daughters are bas mitzvah already, so they can be mafresh challah. What if it's my little daughter, she's only 9 years old? 9 years old, she's a very clever girl, a very bright girl, but the din is that she's a lav bazda, she cannot be mafresh challah. What if she's a year before bas mitzvah, within a year before bas mitzvah? So that's a machlekes hatanayim, whether she can be mafresh challah or not. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and most of the Rishonim say yes, and the Vilna Gaon is Aymed Keneged, and the Bir Agro and Simon Shin Lamed Aleph in Yeridei, he disagrees, he says no. Why should you paskin like that, Tana? The psak, based on the Kalalei psak, the psak should be that Mufla Samach Lish is only good for Nidorim and Aziris and Agdashis and Erech and Haram, and it's no good. The Tain is that it's no good for Afrashas, Trumas, and Mais. Taisus didn't say we paskin like this. Taisus says there is a Tana, and this goes like that Tana, but Taisus didn't say we paskin like that. The Goyim holds he shouldn't paskin like that. Yeah? Yeah, here we're also talking about the Rabbos. Taisus says it's no good. Rather, the case that I gave is a very poor example. My case. No, because it doesn't belong to my children. The flower belongs to me. So if my daughters are going to be mafrish, it's midin shlichas or midin zochin. It's worse. So a cotton and a ktana cannot do
Inamufla
samach liyish, who could be mafrish for himself. Let's say Ayisayma. Ayosim, Ayisayma, they can be mafrish for themselves. But they can't be mafrish on someone else. Unless you come up with a chiddush, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva about this lalocha sama meikel. Unless you come up with a chiddush, that just like a mufla hasamach liish is enough of a bardas to be mafresh trumas and maisis, so he's enough of a bardas to do zochin also. But it wouldn't appear so in the Gemara. No, this Gemara is state of fakir. Yeah, we're talking about a mufla hasamach liish, and still the Gemara says he cannot be zechel acherim. And the answer was, no, it's only Bizman Azeh, or it's only Otzit Chain Anokov, it's only the Rabbanim, that's why you make them. But otherwise, you wouldn't be Mekel. So you see that just because he's a Mufla Samach Liyish, is considered sufficient das for truma, you don't say that he's enough of a bad das to serve as a shliach also. So you see, the simple reading of the Gemara is that okay. Not like Rabbi Pesach Frank wanted to say.
Other variations, although in Chavis Mishorti, the same thing that we have three people in Chavis
Mishorti,
we have the same type of differentiated.
This is on, yeah, all or none. This is only by Ktanim. Yeah.
I think so.
This din, that because the das that's necessary for Nidorim is a lower level of das, that's the this is Grad Machlekes Atanoim. This is a Machlekes in the Gemara and a Machlekes the Ramam and the Raibah. This halacha of Mufla Samuel to the year before by mitzvah. The neder is chal and the shvu is chal and the hafrosh is true as a meisis is chal and the pidyon meisis sheni is chal, everything is chal. That's a machlekes, but that's a din deraisa, din derabbanan. The Rama paskens that muflal samach lish is only derabbanan, and the rabbi paskens like the other shita that muflal samach lish is a din deraisa. But whether it's a din deraisa, din derabbanan, the concept is clearly a concept deraisa, that the das that's necessary for nedarim is a lower level of das. You don't need such a high level of das. How do we know that that's so? If you tell me that the whole din of Mufla Samachlis is only the Rabbanon, so how do you know on the level of the Raisa that the das that's needed for Nidorim is a lower level of das? You know that from Hatoras Nidorim. How does Hatoras Nidorim work? A person took a neder, and then he sees he gets into big trouble from this neder. He took a neder, he's never going to walk into the shul. He got angry at the president, at the rabbi, whatever, and Nemta Shvua, he's not going to walk into the shul. And then the other shul is getting older and it's too cold and it's too far and there's no good balkare there. Yeah, it doesn't work out. So he sees that his neder is not getting him anywhere. So it's more comfortable to go to this shul. So he goes to the Bezna of three and they say, if you would have realized that this neder is not going to be to your benefit, it's going to be detrimental, would you have taken a neder? So if he lies, and he says, if I would have realized, I would have never taken the neder. And the truth of the matter is that he would have taken the neder anyway, then the Hataras Nedarim is not valid. If he tells a lie, the Hataras Nedarim is not valid. But if he's really telling the truth, he says, I really didn't think of it. If I would have realized B'shas Maiseh, that it's going to be so uncomfortable and so unpleasant, I would really have not taken the neder. So if he's really telling the truth, then the Bezin says, Mutalach, 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 and they undo the neder. So why don't we say the same by getting married? There's some chachamim who say the same by getting married. A couple gets married, and after 5-10 years, it's no good. So they say, if you would have realized that you're going to have a gahak tzaris with this husband and wife,
you know, that's a
neder.
Yeah. He says, if you would have realized, would you have got married? He says, of course not. So let them say, mutalach, 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 undo the marriage. Or let's say a person buys stocks. He buys real estate, and the stocks go down, or the real estate goes down. So he says, if I goes to a business, he says, if I would have realized the stocks are going to go down, the real estate is going to go down, I would absolutely have not bought. If someone would have told me, of course I wouldn't buy. So the business is going to say, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. They declare that it's a mekach toes. Of course not. It's only a din in the dorm. It's only a din in the dorm. It doesn't apply anywhere else. So how come, Maishna, how come in the dorm? So that's the answer, because das haflo is a lower level of das. This is on the level of their eyes. Everybody's masking. The das that's needed for the dorm and shvuas and so on is a lower level of das. So easy come, easy go. It's easier to create the das, and you can knock it off easier. You can knock it off easier. But when you really need a higher level of das, like by... give me kedushin. It's not shach to say if I bend the volts give us, it's not going to work out. Volts to give in the nether. That's only a din by the door. It doesn't apply. It's a joke. Not mistach a joke. That's what the people think, that they undo a marriage by such a mistach a late sonnes. They borrowed the concept from Hatoras and Dorm, and they carried it over to other areas of halacha, which certainly doesn't apply. It's a local din only in Hilchas Nedarim. In fact, the Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Chagiga says that it's halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Hatoras Nedarim is only halacha l'moshe v'sinai. And the Gemara has a klal. Halacha l'moshe v'sinai lo galfinon. You can't extend halacha l'moshe v'sinai from one case to the other. And even according to the other opinions there in the end of the first parak in Chagiga, that it's not halacha l'moshe v'sinai, it's based on a pasuk. But still, it's a special din that it's a das hafloa. Das hafloa is a lower level of das. That's why you can undo it like that. In other areas of das, you can't. You can't knock it off like that.
What's
Hataras Nedarim. that you can undo a neder with this Hataras Nedarim is the Mishnah says it's Hataras Nedarim Porchim Bo Avir Ve'elahem Al Meshe Yismuchim means that there's no Pasik in Chumash. It's only Torah Shabbat Peh. Pariach Bada means it was transmitted, Torah Shabbat Peh, like Halacha Moshe Messina, with no Mokar at all of Chumash. Then other Tanoim and Amoraim and the Gemara Derech Hagiga give Psukim. It is a Din Deraisa, but still you cannot extend it to any other area of Halacha because it means it's a special Din, the lower level of Das, which can be knocked off easier. It's a special Din. Okay, we'll stop here. Purim Torah, next week.
So a boy, when he puts on tefillin, so boy puts on tefillin before his bar mitzvah, it's almost like a neder. He cannot stop anymore.
That's the Mishnah, yeah, Mishnah Shkolim, that a cotton has started to give, cotton is not mukhiyah to give machza shekel. The cotton, but if he started to give a few times, then that is like a minik taiva neder. And he's obligated to continue. How come the neder of a cotton is binding? The answer is if it's mufla samach liyish, if it's the year before bar mitzvah. On Parsha Zachar, we read for the haftarah from Sefer Shmuel that Shmuel Anovi instructed Shaul HaMelech that he has to go wage war against Amalek. That's the function of the Melech, Milcham Melchamas Hashem. That's what the Rambam calls it. That section is called Hilchas Melochim Milcham Oseihem. One of the functions of the king is to maintain law and order, Melech and Mishpat Yam and Eretz. And another function of the Melech is Lilcham Mochamas Hashem, to wage war. So that's what Shmuel Hanavi tells Shaul HaMelech. Osi Shalach Hashem L'moshchecha L'melech Alam Ha'isua B'atashma L'kol Divri Hashem. Go wage war against Amalek. That's what he has to do. So the Pasuk says he went to wage war Vayorev Banachal. What does it mean Vayorev Banachal? So Pasha Pshat, he waged war in a valley. So the Chazal have a comment in Gemara Yuma, Bayorev Banachal, he made a Kalvachoyme, he was dinging Zach with the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Aliske Nachal, that the Chumash has a din of Egla Rufo. What's Egla Rufo? If you find a person who was murdered in Eretz Yisrael, you don't know who killed him, you don't know who the murderer is, so you have to measure to the city's nearest, and the city, here are Hakroy Balachalo have to bring an Egla Rufa and they bring it to the Nachal. They bring it to Nachal Eisam. So Shaul HaMelech was tining ein with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. He made a kavachah. Mazach, you find only one person was murdered. So you have to make a whole fuss because that's a tragedy. So kavachah, you want me to wipe out the whole nation of Amalek? How can he do such a thing? What kind of a narish is kavachah? The Navi told him that's the din in the Torah. You have to wipe out Amalek. So the answer is he was following his own common sense. His philosophy dictated, how can you wipe out a whole nation? We had a lot of people. And then the Gemara says, Kol hamarachim al ha'achzorim, v'besoif nase achzor al harachmonim. That because Shaul HaMelech was following the dictates of his own heart, that's why years later, he wiped out the whole city, no virakoinim. What's Rami Shigaza does? He became an achzor, Allah Rahmanim, for no good purpose. That's what happens when a person follows his own attitudes. We had people who were big philosophers and thinkers, and they decided that they should clean out the human race. And they decided to kill out all the Jews. We had all kinds of Mishugoyim. Hitler also followed his heart, and he decided to do wild things. So many Jews also have their own attitude about their own hashkofes, about the world, and about life, and about God, and about Judaism. They have their own ideas, and that's exactly what it says in the Torah.
In the
Abra Khan
of terrorism.
Everything is cockeyed. Stuck on something that wasn't absolutely clear. So there's the Chazanish. Who state is? So he would point like this. He would point to his heart. State over here. What do you mean state over here? So that's what the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kosfei Maluach Libecho. If a person learns a lot of Torah and he has engraved the Torah on his heart, so then, whatever his heart dictates, Mistam is the Torah is speaking. The Torah is coming out of his heart. But another person, normal people, should say, well, my heart dictates, it has to be so. What do you mean your heart dictates? That's what the Torah says, Lesser Surapa. That's exactly reform. That's exactly reform. We have, unfortunately, many Orthodox Balabat and many Orthodox Rabbanim who have forgotten this idea that that we cannot determine right and wrong based on what our seichel dictates, and this clearly leads to conservative and leads to reform Judaism. And that was the tragedy with Shaul HaMelech, that he was tining ayin with the Rebbeinu Shlom based on the dictates of his heart. That's why he lost the whole Malchus over this issue.